Jesse.
Yeah, you?
Jesse, it's been... I've been stoked to have you as a roommate, man.
Well, thanks. It's been nice having you, too.
Thanks. I've just been so elated to have you as a roommate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to have you as a roommate, too, you know? I mean, college, it's a crazy thing, you know. I've never even lived in a city before like this, and so to be here and you've made me feel real welcome, and real safe. And I want you to know I trust you. I consider you a friend of mine.
You're not just my
roommate. I think you're my friend. You know, I don't really know a lot of people here.
I came here not knowing a soul in the world.
Right.
And it was just me, Roosevelt, Peyton Roosevelt, RPR.
Sure, yeah.
Just alone in the world, RPR in the world.
Yeah.
And
so you don't know a soul in the world?
I didn't before.
In the whole world?
And before you, Jesse.
Really? What about like your family?
We had a falling out.
You don't even know him no more?
We had a falling out because of my pet.
Your pet? What's your pet?
Oh. Butterscotch. I told you about Butterscotch, my cat that caused all that trouble.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know. I remember, of course, Butterscotch. Hey, I'm sorry they wouldn't let you bring no Butterscotch into the dorm room.
They said he was a dangerous species.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, well, you said he was a big old, you know, tiger.
Yeah.
So that's like, did you get him from one of them tiger farms or something? Was they doing like a repo thing where there was like an auction or something?
I was walking along.
Uh-huh.
Walking along the red dirt road near in my hometown, walking home from high school one day.
Oh man, we used to love walking along red dirt roads in my hometown too.
It was all sorts of red dirt roads and you
love
know,
them.
The sort of
that's
thing.
My favorite kind of dirt road is the a red
only
dirt road
that Tyler Hubbard sings about. And we just walk down those dirt roads and do other stuff. And suddenly, one day, a really nice car pulls up.
Real nice? Like, well,
really nice. Like, European.
Oh, wow.
Somehow. Yeah.
Like an Audi?
A
Mercedes-Benz?
Not even, like, better than a Saab. Saab, even?
Better than a Saab? Like a Fiat? Fiat?
You say both like the A's? Yeah. Like a Fiat.
Like a Fiat?
Even it, maybe some Italian brand, actually. It was
a sports car. Like a Maserati?
Lamborghini.
Okay. Fancy
car.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And a man with a European accent says...
Wow. A European accent?
I could.
Not even like... Okay.
You can try to do it. He was a little young man. He says, I have animals for you. What? Sheep.
My God. That's a European accent?
That, as best I recall.
I thought so, but that don't sound British to me.
It's got like a touch of Bulgarian, honestly. What,
Bulgaria?
Bulgarian. Eastern Bloc state.
I don't think about Eastern Europe as part of Europe.
It's easy to forget because everybody got caught up in
well,
this.
Just, in my opinion, it's the Russian Empire. it always will be. So it's part of Asia.
Still, Jesse, we know you're still fighting that Cold War, and I respect that. I just don't like to change
my maps.
See, I mean, frankly, most of us think that since the end of the Cold War, NATO has been obsolete. But I respect your difference of opinion on this, and I, I think that's what makes us such good friends. We can disagree.
Sure we can.
Disagree when we talk about geopolitics. So
you don't know nobody in this whole world except me.
I didn't. And this guy, and Grigor.
Grigor.
I was telling the European
European man.
Who said?
Do you still talk to him? Or did he just give you the tiger and drive away?
I didn't know it was a tiger. He said, "You want a want a tiny kitten?" And
you just thought it's a cute little strappy cat.
I thought it was a tabby with unusually long kitten claws.
Oh, that's adorable. Did you get a declaw?
No, of course not. That's cruel. That's it's cruel. Like cutting off their front knuckle.
Well, there's another way to do it, I think.
I didn't even get it spayed, which was also a major problem.
Oh, did it breed?
Oh, it did.
Is it a male or a female?
It was a female.
Oh, boy. Did it have little tiger kittens?
Little hybrids.
Hybrids?
Yeah, like the most the most aggressive tabbies ever.
Oh, did mate with an actual tabby cat?
Oh, yeah, very alpha tabby cat, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Very.
So now you got little tabby tigers running around?
We did. This
running
is
running around your hometown?
This was 3 or 4 years
How'd
ago.
How'd they get rid of them?
Well, I mean, that's part of the problem. That's why I don't really keep in touch with my family anymore.
Wait, so you were like a freshman in high school this was going on?
This was a few, yeah, this was early. Everyone makes bad decisions when they're a freshman.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make no bad decisions in high school.
How many people make that bad of a decision?
That's pretty bad. I didn't do nothing like that. In fact, I know a lot more than just you in this whole world. You're the only one I know in this city.
Oh.
You're the only person I know in this campus, but I know every single person in my hometown, and they all know me.
What do they think about you? They think you're a good
person? Oh, they all love me. Each and every person in my hometown wrote me a recommendation letter for college.
How many recommendations did you
read? Well, it's not a big town, but it was about 2,200.
2,200 recommendations?
2,200 people. Each and every one of them hand wrote a recommendation letter for me to go to college.
I can't believe... I feel like you just needed one or two to get into Tulane University here.
No, and they each give me $1 a semester to help me pay for my classes.
What? Well, you crowdsourced...
That's $2,200.
You crowdsourced your Green Wave education.
Well, that doesn't pay for everything.
It's only
$2,200.
Yeah, that's true.
But it helps.
Well, that gets some extra spending money when you go out here during Mardi Gras.
Sure.
Because we definitely sound Cajun.
Yep.
And we definitely are.
Do we?
I think we are. We're both clearly Cajun.
Am I Cajun?
We are both very Cajun.
I didn't think that's what I was, but okay, I'll take it.
No, that's why you're cooking jambalaya. You've been cooking jambalaya this
jambalaya.
Whole time and gumbo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's what I smell. I hope I'm smelling jambalaya and gumbo.
Well.
That long pause gives me pause.
I do like to make jambalaya and gumbo.
Yes.
But that don't mean I am.
Cajun is as Cajun does.
If you say so.
As my relatives, who I don't speak to anymore.
Okay.
Said.
That's sad to me.
Yeah, the falling out. They said it was either. It's either the Tigers or us, and I think the choice was clear.
Well, how do you feel now, though, that the Tiger's gone?
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
What?
Well.
What about it?
The Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger doesn't.
The Tiger what?
I didn't put it down.
Why? No, how could you?
Yeah. They're beautiful, majestic creatures.
Right. I assume you just let it go to eat neighborhood pets and whatnot.
I didn't. I kept it in a secure location back in my hometown. That's why I visited That's why I went home every weekend.
Oh, that's why you go home every weekend.
But I've been meaning to tell you.
I just assumed you had a high school girlfriend.
No. I didn't really date in high school because the Tiger was very intimidating to women.
Oh, okay.
I thought girls would like a man who... was kind to animals.
Oh, sure, yeah, people like animals.
But the man-eating carnivore that I had
uh-huh.
in my bedroom was,
yeah, sure.
for some reason, not something that appealed to the female species.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A tiger didn't. Go they figure. Didn't like it.
I will never understand women.
You don't want me neither. You don't know how many times I've had a woman over, and she said, "You know, it'd be real hot right now if you had a tiger."
Women.
They say that to me all the time.
It doesn't.
And now you're telling me you have a tiger, and they're like, "It'd be a lot hotter if that tiger wasn't here."
Let me ask you a question. Are you talking to college women? I feel like college women are mature and educated enough to love apex predators.
Well, I mean, I'm just a freshman.
Well, but still, that's a different. If you're in college, you can appreciate the apex predators.
No, I haven't really dated any girls since I got here to college. I mean, I've dated every single girl in my age group in my hometown.
No, what? And you must have ended that amicably because...
Oh, yeah, they all wrote me recommendations
and they're paying for you even.
Yeah,
each
of them has given me a dollar or two.
That must have been... Those must have all been fantastic short-term relationships.
They weren't all short-term. I mean, I dated one woman for my entire junior year of high school.
Hey, you were that prolific and you just... They weren't jealous? I'm trying to do the math here, Will Chamberlain.
Well, we're only talking, the whole town is 2,200 people. So we're not talking about that many women in my age group that were single. Do you understand?
I get it now.
Right. So it's mostly like most of the girls in my high school class, we dated. And that was real nice. So, and I dated them. I started dating when I was in like fourth grade.
Okay.
So I would date Mrs. Sue, and then and then I'd date somebody else.
Oh, that was fantastic! Just good for you.
And nobody ever moved to town.
Everyone just kind of stayed put.
Yeah, just kind of stayed. So it was like everybody knows each other, and everybody knows me anyway.
Everybody knows you. Wow.
Yeah, there's a picture of me now in town.
Well,
because I went to college.
You're the first.
No, I'm not the first, but there's a picture of everybody that goes to college.
What is the media of that picture? Is it
it's on a billboard.
It's on a billboard. Oh. Is it photorealistic or
it's a photograph.
Photograph. Okay.
Photograph, got my name.
And just says
It says my major.
And your birth date and your
doesn't say my birthday. Doesn't say my major.
Your major. What are you studying? I mean I should know that, but we just
No, that's okay.
I feel like I sometimes zone in and out when you start talking.
Well, we don't talk about school much.
Yeah, it's just...
Because that's only part of why we're here.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you're my escape from all that.
Yeah, I mean...
So I don't really want to talk about it too much, but I study psychology.
Psychology? Oh, it feels... No wonder you're so easy to talk to.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. You don't know how much that means to me to say that.
You're going to learn how to... You're going to just... Your patients are going to love you.
Oh, wow. That's so nice. That is so nice. Yeah. You know, I'm a little embarrassed. I don't know what you're studying either.
I haven't decided. I haven't picked a
major
yet.
You're not decided? That's okay. You're a freshman.
I feel like my exposure to rare species is maybe a natural fit for some kind of biology or geology or just something. But I'm thinking I might need... I want to go into aerospace engineering.
Aerospace engineering.
It might seem...
Wow. Working on rockets and satellite dishes and things like that.
I tell you, I don't know a soul on Earth. Might as well just find it.
Might as well go outside of Earth.
Go find some new friends in other places.
Well, I mean, I'm going to push back on that a little bit.
Hmm.
You like talking to me.
I do.
You might like talking to other people, too.
I just need to...
And if you go out in outer space, if you go out and live in a space station... Orbiting the Earth. I mean, you're kind of running away. Giving up.
Oh, you're going to be such a top-notch psychologist.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
I think
so
you
nice.
Really hit on my...
That's so nice.
My insecurities.
That's really nice.
It's just
you.
ever since I got rejected again and again because of the tiger.
Uh-huh.
I started...
Rejected not just by women, but also... By colleges?
No one wanted to be around. They said that the dorms were pet-free. that said, just colleges.
Wait, women. So did they tell you could have the tiger?
No, I mean, Arizona State said it was okay. They didn't care, but.
Yeah, but here.
Here, they said no. That hard no on the tiger. Oh, they did say no? Hard okay. no on the tiger. Well, they actually, they didn't explicitly say no. They said.
Sure, yeah.
They said, you know. That pets were generally frowned upon.
Generally? Yeah, well, that's not really a hard no.
More of a convention or a norm.
I'm still not. I would rather not have a tiger.
Have you ever tried?
Well, I mean, it would be nice to have when the ladies come over.
Yep, I'm telling you.
Because they do always say, I wish you had a tiger.
If you're saying that this if but tiger that, can help wingman you into a conversation, then I'll bring him out.
But that's the tigers in my, that's women in my hometown that like tigers.
Well.
I mean, I haven't been on a date with a woman here at college yet. So, well, I mean, I don't know.
I've always thought Tony, that's his name. You get it?
Like Frosty, like the Frosted Flakes.
What? The what? No, nothing like my Uncle Tony.
Oh.
Is there a Tony the Tiger?
Yeah, he's a mascot of a cereal, Frosted Flakes.
Well, there's so much to learn in this town. I'm so glad I'm in college.
Are you serious, though? Next you're going to tell me that you have a bird, a toucan,
named Sam.
Wait, you do?
Of course I have a toucan named Sam.
Well, that's a cereal mascot, too.
What?
Yeah, oh, my Fruit goodness. Loops.
What? Fruit Loops? What? Oh, my Fruit God. Fruit Loops
mascot.
Wow, you are so worldly.
I mean, come on. What? Like, so you don't have a pet rabbit, do you?
I absolutely do. I have...
It's not named Trix, is it?
It's Trix and Trixie. My goodness.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
What? What?
Are those your only pets?
I have a lot of different pets. I've got a bear. I've got a little leprechaun.
Oh, those don't make good pets.
No, they're very talkative, and
they're very talkative, and they're not house trained.
No, and many of them just can't hold their liquor.
Can't hold their liquor. They're not house trained.
No, they're very pugnacious.
They don't make good pets at all.
No, that's the droppings they leave. It's just,
it's absurd.
The less said about my leprechaun pets, the better. Okay. Honestly,
fair enough.
But yeah, I have a lot. Yeah, Tony. If I could bring Tony, sure, I mean, if you sure. thought he could,
yeah, sure. Let's bring him on a. Do you mind if maybe I'll ask a woman out? Bring her back here to the dorm. You let Tony out of the closet, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, that's a great. Women like spontaneity.
Women love spontaneity.
And what's more spontaneous than unleashing a tiger from your dorm room?
What could be more spontaneous?
In the middle of a date.
Absolutely.
What should we watch? We should have a movie playing, something romantic.
Is there anything like tiger related, maybe to kind of foreshadow the experience? Ooh, for?
I don't. I'm drawing a blank on tiger related movie. But there was The Ghost in the Darkness. That was a movie about hunting lions. I'm thinking big cats.
Yeah, I'm thinking. What about
Jungle
Book? Is that movie? I never seen it, but is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? Does that have anything to do with tigers?
That actually was a huge. I wrote multiple letters trying to get a refund. I went expecting tigers.
Tigers and dragons.
Two and a half.
Well, maybe. Here's what I thought, because I never saw the movie. I thought, I'm going to see a lot of crouching tigers. I might not see the dragons, though, because they hidden.
I'll tell you, I spent 2.5 hours expecting no dragons, as you said, they are right, stealthy creatures. Right, because it's
hidden. Yeah, well, it says crouching tiger. Hidden dragon.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I'll have to see this movie a couple of times before I see the dragon.
Well, I stayed all the way through the credits because I thought there would be like one of those final hidden scenes.
That's a
where
cheat,
the,
though.
The dragon
if they
comes
put the
out.
Dragon and that ain't hidden, man.
You know, it's like the end of Tropic Thunder when Tom Cruise starts dancing. They come out, the dragon out, starts dancing. You finally see him.
No,
and you're like,
I wouldn't have liked that.
There you go. There's the dragon.
I wouldn't like that at all.
I thought it would have been cool. I would have felt better about it.
I thought it would be like there's a dragon, like maybe in the background of the scenes, and you gotta like watch the movie a bunch of times before you see the dragon.
Yeah, like it, like the IMDb goofs where you just like actually the dragon is visible during the wire fighting scene.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like maybe you gotta pause it and you see the a dragon maybe in like the lines, the composition of the frame
walking in the background. He hits something the boom
like
mic and
yeah,
it just
something like that.
Boop, and just boom. Like, yep, and just screws up the sound because
screws it up.
He's just, he hits his head on the mic or something. Or,
yeah, okay.
Or, but no.
No, nothing.
Not a thing. It was literally just 2.5 hours of wire fighting.
So no dragon,
not a single tiger.
No, I'm not even, tigers.
Not a thing. It was just a lot of people doing very intense martial arts and a very deeply affecting emotional story. But no tigers and no dragons.
I think there's a tiger in them Kung Fu Panda movies, but I feel like it's derogatory.
It's tiger culture is not a costume, all right? It's
okay. Just, no, I didn't mean to be offensive.
It's fine. I don't think Tony, I mean, Tony just is not the angry type. I think he wouldn't take offense. He's taking a good, he's taking it in stride, but he thinks
stuff is pretty great.
It's a bit, yeah, he thinks it's great. And I'm not sure that he would take offense, but I don't think he'd want to see, I don't want to think a caricature of himself. I think he'd want to see a realistic, like a movie that shows what tiger life is really like.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, there are not like a lot of movies with
like tigers. A nature documentary or something like that.
Maybe, but not maybe not with one. The nature documentaries tend to be about the man eating tigers.
So you want like something like Homeward Bound, but with tigers?
That's yeah. Where the tiger's the hero. Maybe something from the tiger's point of view.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they did that with lions, but never with tigers.
No, I don't know why the lions.
How come lions get this heroic treatment?
They get multiple movies. They get Elton John to write songs about them, and tigers just kind of get short shrift.
Tigers, they're always the bad guy.
They're the only tiger thing I can think of.
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, the Lion King is a delightful kids movie. Tiger King is a disturbing movie about a crazy man in Oklahoma.
It's true. That's true. A tiger wouldn't like that movie.
It's very unequal.
It's like torture porn for a tiger.
The tigers come out looking good, but they also are the victims there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they come out looking good, but not good.
No. I mean, in a sense, you are rooting for the tigers. And
well, you're like, yeah, I like these tigers, but you're also like, these tigers aren't doing so good.
The main characters, but those characters are not a happy ending for many characters.
No,
any of the, especially the humans in there.
Do you think that's where your tiger came from?
I think he came from similar circumstances, but I think he came from.
So you kind of rescued.
I feel like he was trafficked, and I gave him a better option than being in a circus in Vladivostok.
Oh my gosh. Of course.
Or you know.
A circus tiger. Does he do tricks?
He doesn't do any. I got him when he was too young to really have been trained. He doesn't. It'd be hard for him to learn any tricks. He doesn't speak English
he's a
well.
Little kid.
Yeah,
he doesn't speak English
the
well.
The only commands that I'm trying to figure out what commands he listens to. I've been running through some languages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, and cats don't really listen when you get right down to it.
No, they're born knowing only one language.
They don't really have.
And they can't learn another one.
No, they have staff really. Sure. You don't have masters. Yeah.
Exactly. So. This tiger was born with its one language from what country you say?
We're not really sure. I've been trying, been cycling
oh,
through.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I yell
at him in Hungarian sometimes, and he seems to listen, but I can't tell if it's the tone or he understands.
I know this is going to sound real biased, okay? Have you tried a language from a country that maybe doesn't exist anymore?
Like
a country that was part of the Russian Empire, maybe their language don't exist no more.
Oh, like Azerbaijan?
Like Azerbaijan.
I know a remarkable amount about
Azerbaijanese.
For a freshman from a small town, I have a remarkable wealth of knowledge about former Soviet bloc states.
Okay, fantastic.
And so I can easily cycle through Azerbaijan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, maybe Latvia, Lithuania. I can just run through all of those and I'll just,
you know. Yeah, just use those languages.
I can't believe I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because I bet you these tigers are just from a country that don't exist no more.
That's, I was just, my Western centric ideas.
Think of how many tigers. We think, oh, this tiger just cannot follow commands. I bet you it just speaks a language nobody speaks no more.
Oh, my God. It's sad because he and his mates could just be speaking a language that's dying, and we need to keep it going.
That's true. We need to preserve languages. That way, we can give commands to the tigers that speak them languages.
Yeah, no, I think, and that, trust me, that would make you look very, very advanced in front of any woman.
Very, very, yeah, that's true.
If a tiger comes out of your dorm room and you start screaming at it in Uzbek, perfect Uzbek, I just don't understand why she does. She's not going to. Sure. I mean, just kiss you right then and there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She might hold her hand.
Oh, more than that. At that point,
she might let you touch her hair.
If you're speaking pitch perfect Uzbeki, that alone, that's gonna be absolutely a sock on your door after that.
You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go upstairs, and I'm going to ask out Sally Sanderson.
Okay.
I'm going to do it right now.
I need at least 2 hours to get back home.
Get the tiger back?
Get the tiger here.
Okay.
And then we're going to...
Well, I'm going to take her out, and then we'll come back. So that you'll have the 2 hours.
That's if
she says yes.
I think she'll say yes. Okay. I think she'll say you have a surprise for her.
Okay.
I said the spontaneity is so big.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to go do that.
Great. Godspeed. Who's there?
Sally? It's... It's Jesse.
Jesse. It's you, Jesse. Is it you? Jesse, what are you doing? Do you need study material?
No. Sally, I was actually going to ask you if you would like to go out for dinner with me, and then after dinner, come back to my dorm room and possibly watch... I guess I didn't settle on anything, but I was hoping some kind of tiger-themed media choice.
Jesse, you can't tell you how happy I am to hear this. I knew we sat ever since that first day in psychology class when you sat next to me.
Uh-huh.
I've just been hoping you'd ask me out and
really
and propose something tiger related for us to do.
I wasn't sure if you were interested, but then we covered that chapter on micro expressions.
Yes.
And I saw how your eyes moved when I would talk to you.
Oh yeah,
Then I thought I was reading your micro expressions, and I thought that you were interested in me.
I admit I was very self-conscious. I was playing with my hair, and uh-huh. I was you know,
touching. I picked up on mm-hmm, those things.
Touching my necklace.
Touching your necklace, mm-hmm. Right.
My pupils were probably dilated as hell, and I felt self-conscious.
But then
about it.
I got real self-conscious myself mm-hmm. of my own micro-expressions. I thought I'm not giving the appropriate micro-expressions because I'm giving the micro-expressions to someone that's thinking about micro-expressions. Rather than someone that's thinking about. You.
That class really got in my head.
It did. It got in my head too. But I guess that's the point, right? We got to get in our heads to get in other people's heads.
Oh, definitely overthinking it, but I'm glad you.
Sure.
I'm glad you got past it.
Yeah.
And I'll be happy to come down
here. You would like to do that?
Engage in a tiger themed Indian with you.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Yeah. We could, if you want, we can go to, the Chinese restaurant called, Tiger Lounge.
Tiger Lounge, let's go.
Sure.
Sounds like a terrific time.
All right, I just live on the floor beneath you here. So, let me just, okay, my roommate, he's not back yet, it looks like. He should be here any minute, though. I don't want you to... I know it might be weird being alone with me. And
you know, it's not at all.
Okay,
you sure. Make me feel, your knowledge of human psychology...
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
You're so appropriate all the time.
Oh, that's so nice.
You always make me feel so safe.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, I always feel very safe. Like, nothing bad is ever going to happen or surprise me when I'm around you.
Okay, well, I mean, some surprises are good, though. Like, I think... it's good to show spontaneity.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's good. It keeps it, you know, it actually helps increase your brain plasticity if new things happen.
Like when we were on the way to the car, I bought you that flower from that vendor.
Oh, that was very
spontaneous.
Unexpected. That actually wasn't a vendor.
What?
No, and that wasn't a city bike. You just stole someone's bike.
Really?
I thought it was very spontaneous.
Then what did I put? I rubbed my credit card on.
No, that was just the bike lock, and you picked it.
Oh, I thought that was a... It was
no,
scanning
so spontaneous.
My,
I loved it.
Chip in my
no,
car.
No, they're probably... That's whoever owns that is probably looking, probably filed a police report. It was so spontaneous.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, and then I got so frustrated that I just, you know, used my cutters, my bolt cutters that I keep on me.
Surprise!
Yeah. Okay, interesting. I didn't know that. That's wild.
No, I think you're always keeping it new.
Oh, thank you. That's good.
In a fun but safe way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, sir, you want to sit on my futon and watch a tiger-themed media?
Absolutely. Why stop with one tiger-themed activity?
Sure, that's right. You know what I'm saying? I like tigers.
So spontaneous, dude. You know, going to that Chinese restaurant and and ordering spaghetti.
Well, I mean, they invented the noodles.
Yeah, that was. I thought it was. You're always surprising me.
So, but they did not have tomatoes.
No, they figured,
for a long time.
I like that you just insisted. You refused to leave. You drew a hard line. You drew boundaries.
Well, they said it's an all you can eat.
Yeah.
Situation. And I didn't have all I could eat, so I didn't want to go home.
No, I loved it. You said.
Well, and I don't know. I got a little surprise.
Oh.
And, but my roommate, he's bringing it. And,
you plan ahead.
So I needed to kill more time at the restaurant because he got a little delayed.
Oh, that's why you ordered a Dunkin' Culotta, too.
And that's why I was texting. I wasn't I don't like texting on dates, being rude like that. But I was just texting my friend, my roommate. He is my friend, though.
Now it's all coming
together. I want to tell you, he's not just my roommate. He's my friend.
I've seen him a few times. I've seen him around campus.
He always You're making like a face.
He's occupied. He always seems preoccupied.
He seems preoccupied.
He's thinking about, like, he's
Well, he's got big thoughts. He wants to be a space engineer.
He's building things in his head. He's building ships in his head. He's thinking in physics,
Yeah, he wants to, like, live in outer space and run away from people. Oh, but I think he's just scared of people.
He's building worlds in his head.
I think he's scared of people.
Oh.
He don't get along with his family real good.
Oh, that's why he's got that. Yeah. It looks like he's walking around with just a shame eruption all the time.
A shame eruption.
Shame eruption.
Vivid imagery.
Yeah, it looks like he's just covered in shame.
That's terrible.
Yeah, just like someone took a big bundle of shame and dumped it on his head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he looks strange. So
yeah. That is strange.
But if you say he's nice, that's all I need to hear.
He is nice. He's a good guy.
And harmless, right?
Oh, yeah. Super harmless.
Yeah, great.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
He's had some problems with his family.
Oh, of course. Who hasn't?
I haven't.
Oh,
I get along with my whole family.
You were telling me at dinner.
Every single person in my hometown.
Yeah, you were.
They all love me. They all support me.
It feels like there's just never been any conflict in your life.
They all send me birthday cards.
Oh, that's
all 2,200 people in my hometown.
I was going to ask why there's mail everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's all birthday cards.
Hey, a guy's dorm room is pretty messy, but they're just stamps everywhere here.
Right, and they each pay $1 a semester, but on my birthday, they all send me a $20 bill.
Oh, that's why there are envelopes everywhere. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's $44,000.
Yeah, I do have to say, everyone's spending a lot. There's a lot of paper products.
They're only spending the, you know, like, you know, maybe $30 a
year. I mean, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life, but maybe Venmo would be a good idea at this point, just at that scale.
Well, I mean, it's an old-fashioned town.
Well, that's true.
They like to send those things.
Silly. I'm from Biloxi, so I'm from the big
Biloxi.
City.
Biloxi. Oh, my gosh. This is my first time in the big city.
Well, you're in Orleans now.
What?
You're in Orleans now. It is a big city.
I know. It is a big city.
But we at least have... We have Venmo in Biloxi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah. When's your roommate going to get here?
I hope soon.
Me too, actually.
I mean, he might need me to get the door. I bet his hands are full.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, come on.
Hey,
Do you got it? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, come on. Bring it in.
Quiet.
Bring it in.
Quiet, Tony. Down. All right.
Close your eyes.
Okay. What? Now, this must be the girl you were telling me about.
Yep.
Well?
She got the dorm room right above us.
Don't keep your eyes closed.
This is my psychology class.
Keep your eyes closed.
It's in my roommate.
Hello? Now, when you open your eyes, I want you to promise me you're not... You're going to act like you've been there before.
Look, you like cuddly animals, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is I got a cuddly animal for
just
you.
Just cuddle.
All right. Open your eyes. Oh, no. Is that friendly? Nice kid. This level of spontaneity, not all spontaneity is good.
What? But now, wait a minute. Now, every date that I went on in my hometown, every single girl said this would be so much harder if there was a tiger here. You're telling me this ain't hot?
Jesse, I'm so sorry. I'm ruining your date. Look at her. She's...
No, you ain't ruining nothing.
Nah, she's running around. She's testing the windows.
Yeah, but that's crazy. She could sit here and enjoy this tiger like we are.
This just never works.
And she's
works.
Not doing that. She's choosing to run around this dorm room, checking windows, seeing if her phone works. It don't work. I took the battery out.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I?
Otherwise, she just want to live stream this whole event.
Because she would see a tiger, freak out, call somebody to come get her.
She'd just be... She start posting Instagram videos.
Start posting
and
Instagram videos.
You got to be in the moment for
a
day.
You got to be in the moment.
Fully
I don't like
in
all
the
that
moment.
Stuff.
I'm so disappointed.
Enjoy the tiger.
I think I'm just... That's it. I'm swearing off dating. It's just... She ran away. Just ran away.
I can't believe she climbed out the window.
It was, very athletic.
It was. I wonder if she climbed up to her room or down to the ground.
She was Spider-Man quality.
She kind of did seem like Spider-Man. I bet she climbed up to her room.
You talked to her. Did she tell you she was a gymnast? Her upper body
strength
was remarkable.
She did not say she was a gymnast.
Like Cirque du Soleil.
Nor did she say she was Spider-Man.
Wow. Well, she did not say she was not Spider-Woman.
That's true. She could be Spider-Man because she didn't say she's not Spider-Man.
We can't rule it out, so we'll have to revisit it in class tomorrow.
Sure.
Well, you will have to revisit in class tomorrow.
Psychology 101.
But for now...
You ain't in that class.
No, you're in
Making Choices 101.
Making Choices 101 it's just been so helpful.
Sure. And then if you're still undecided, next semester you take Intermediate Indecisiveness.
Yeah, it's... Most of the people in that class are bisexual. Waiting for them to pick a side.
In your class now, they're bi-curious.
Yeah, well, the 200 level, they gotta come down on one side of the fence. Otherwise, they'll never get to the 300 level.
That makes sense. Yeah. Please don't judge me for this. I'm just gonna cuddle with this tiger.
Tony's very friendly, very affectionate. He may claw your eyes out if you hug him too much. But
okay,
just don't touch the rump. Cats don't like that.
Oh, come on, that's the best part.
Scratch his head. Scratch his stick to the head.
Oh, I want to touch his rump.
Oh, well, you know, look at the giant thumb claw he has.
What if we both cuddle him at the same time?
You know what? I think that's... I'm swearing off women. For me, going forward, it's celibacy and tigers.
Simultaneous roommate tiger cuddling.
Exactly. I've decided I'm not going to choices class anymore because I can make decisions.
You just made a decision.
I just graduated from that class.
You don't need to be undecided. You can do that space machine.
I'm going straight to the space machines.
Space machines.
No, I've made the choices. Tigers and space. Women out. Women no. Tiger space yes.
You know what? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of us. I'm glad you're my roommate. And frankly, her loss.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go invent a spacesuit that can fit whiskers.